And Hashem spoke to Moshe, but I seen I lay more, but I seen I say, Yabel, but I saw a magra limb, the world of all the Shem Luisei Lachem, the Shofsa Ha'olet Shabbos Lashem. Possible over here, the beginning of Baha'u, the Torah often teaches us the mitzvah of Shemitah. And the Shuha always it has to be they come shoot out at us in the beginning, which Rashi already is only a few of them. But Har Sinai Lamor Salakola Mitzis, not about Har Sinai. What's the meaning of Har Sinai Lamor? What's the emphasis of Har Sinai? The mitzvah, instead of Har Sinai, Rashi already on the plastic already comes Mayin Shmita to Har Sinai, the Kola Mitzis not about Har Sinai. What's the big emphasis? The Har Sinai, one of the verses. Oh no, he doesn't ask the Shum Mitzvah Mokom Hatzinger. Doesn't say. By Yitab Hashem and Moshe Leimo, the Har Sinai. Let's put on tefillin. Yitab Hashem and Moshe Leimo. By Har Sinai Leimo, you have to eat Shabbos. Yitab Hashem and Moshe Leimo. You gotta eat matzah. By Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, you gotta eat matzah. What's up is this mitzvah that the Torah emphasizes the mokoy matzivut b'har Sinai leimor. Erish the kash. Dabel b'nei yisom matzah leim ki savoyu al eretz asher emid noisein lachem. It's the emphasis on this parish again is in the land. Can you come to the land that I gave you? You know Hashem gave the land, that's partially only. V'shov soho oretz shabos l'Hashem v'shem Hashem yotash v'shem shenema b'shabos reishi. I could say, what's the meaning of v'shavos ha-shabos l'Hashem v'shem shenema b'shabos reishi? What's the Chum already asked, what's the connection between Shabbos Bereishis and Shabbos, this Shabbos, Hashem Hashem? In the Yisoy, the Shemitah, Rabbi Yisai, my Shita is our Sina Rashi says Pshat, just like the Kolam in the process of the mitzvah of Shmita was said by Sinai. Rashi Mochiach because it can't be we said Kolam later on. We don't find the Torah that the mitzvah of Shita was said again Arvis Moya, but then when they went Stav on mitzvah later on, they don't find that they always spoke about Shmita again. So Vada, everything, the Kolam and process was said over here. So to the quality and price of every mitzvah was said by Sinai. That's how Rashi learned to answer the kasha, Ma'in Shemitah Eitra Sinai. What's the Ina Shemitah? Shemitah is going to be a limud for all the mitzvahs. So learns Rashi, Rabban, Tainas on Rashi. You know, Nochem, the Eina Klash, every mitzvah to Shemitah, many mitzvahs wasn't said. There's a whole pshat over here. The line of Ramban, Darichot, reading it up now. Chaim HaKodesh Tzorach L'Daz L'Mehizka HaSinu L'Mitzvizu Hagam, the Rebbe Seinu said this Pshat in the Lomoy but the Chaim HaKodesh G'Valdi the Pshat Ki V'Tash Hizka Matnos Ha'orat Yisuv Asher Ani Noisem Lachem Asher Ani Noisem Lachem Dikti Glorim V'Hasinu L'Mekim Nachot HaSinu Here's what she kiblu by he should need a matana. The matana from Eretz Yisrael that we have Eretz Yisrael by side. Chmol Islan. The whole matana that we have Eretz Yisrael. The Chmol Islan is at the out there today to try to rip away Eretz Yisrael. Rip away the Bnei Torah from they have to go into the, you know, serve the armies. Well, the whole reason why we have Eretz Yisrael is because of the Torah. Because of the Torah. That's the whole reason we have the matana. Don't talk to Rechaim. What the Torah says to us is Dabar v'Har Sinai. The only reason why we have Eretz Yisrael, the Matan is only because we mekabel the Torah. The Mela about the Schus of Eretz Yisrael is totally in Torah. Shalmanas Torah Nosan Hashem Es Haaretz. Shalmanas the Torah Hashem gave us the land. Shalmanas the Torah. How can you rip away no Nachshach Eretz Yisrael? Oh, Matan of Eretz Yisrael only shot. That's the pshat what the Torah says. Vayitavish v'hashki no leiv adavnei tomatan kisavoy al ha'orish ani noisin l'cha. The schus of the sinas bach machvas ha'sina. I want to say a little bit, another snake over here on both sides. Ulan. And the Mahalach is Vayitavre Hashem al Moshe v'Har Sinai Leimor. You know we say the Mokoy of this mitzvah by Tzad. The state of this mitzvah, state of this mitzvah, in the mitzvah of Shvius of by Tzad, unbelievable Zachar by Tzad. The Torah HaKadosh says in the mitzvah of Shvius, Oma Akosu Vishnas Hasfiyas Abbas 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 Lashem Sokhu Asizva the Yalkut Isa Boruchu Hashem Malochov Giboyre Koyach Oisei Rizvora Vishmoya Bekul Dvora Vizitzra Nafka Oime Eilu Shoim Rei Shviyas. These are the Shoim Rei Shviyas. The Noe Kibber Oilam Odom Oisei Mitzvah Yom Echad the Shabbos Achaz the Chodesh Echad. Burn of the Mitzvah for one day, for one Shabbos, for one month. Shema l'chol yomois hashomit all year. V'dein chom mechakla bayra kaimra bayra shosik. V'zeroya, he sees everybody over there, planting, sowing, harvesting. Yesh l'chol gibor chayel godol mizeh. So to pray and shulah, it's a koyach shul odol l'skabo yitzol yoyim o yomayim. A person can be skabo on his yitzol over. One day, 2 days, a month, will be yes, it's chatas, a week, a month. Our lama can exert to be measured on a tmima to see your whole land sitting there empty, barren, seeing people laugh, seeing people make fun of you. And so, Hamaisa, in the Shemitah year from Tav Shin Yun Bay, that time in Eretz Yisrael, not two people, many people kept Shemitah. Today, Baruch Hashem, it became the very in thing, became more and more popular. Even they have a meeting before the Shemitah year, and they try to pay off the workers and get people to do it. But in the beginning years, there was only one kibbutz, the Remendelsons, you know. Yachrei oysu shnasa shmita tov shin yud beis over after the shnasa shmita. The tov shin yud beis lo yoy lo anu chitim lizroya. He said, he's saying over the story, a letter that he wrote. It's for the Sefer Meir. We didn't have any chitim lizroya. It was after the year. Yish bechitim mishviyach lo ratinu lizroya. We didn't want to use the chitim from shmita year. But with doyche kisagu chitim yikibot tzomach mishnashim. We found old chitim. We kibot nebois from the 6th year. Remember, it's in the 8th year now. It has old, you know, disheveled. Namish chitim of chitim shvurim to loyim. Namish broken and all deserved, wormy. It wasn't possible to preserve it. So the guy who's in charge of the plant, the hard, you know, the agriculture in the kibbutz. Shalosh yilhavu v'chalosh. Avich hamufar v'chil. He was in charge of the plant. And my last, what should we do? Namish shvacha eschoyra. Ramaz, it may not be Aloha, Chitim Achem, Yaman, Bashem, Vazerzeya. Go plant it, believe in Hashem, and use the Shvach of Choyra. Hashem will help. Oh, the ground to keep it. That's what you're using, you old timers, you ancient people, you. That's, what are you crazy? What are you planting in the ground? The stuff is Aunt Jemima. That stuff is dog. That stuff is not shy of the plant. What are you doing? You choking her? Mighty, when we plant and they trust their chef. That year, the beginning of the winter, there was no rain. Never. All those that had plowed the land right away, or in the 6th year, so Shvi, at the end of the 7th year, that's the plowing time. They stopped plowing there, and Elul, Soifa, the guy, they plowed the land, and they planted right away in the beginning of Mighty Shvi. Everything rotted. Destroyed Shalom. By an after, we, Kishaboy Harashi, the sort of conscious, not the Shemitah, Gambo Cholamoy, we didn't start Harisha, we didn't do anything. We only started the Harisha after Sukkot, a little bit into the winter, and started to plant. And then later on, the Chachin, the rain came. We was the Zerich, the Slav, the Shem, the Tuatain, the Brachim, the Ruim, the Oi, and that's the poise to Chitim Hashmur. Those disheveled, those broken pieces of wheat, those wormy stuff, produce moly moly wheat. Our first broken paid back to Shem Yishvir. He says all the mice over here, how the mamish has so nisim nisim, but the pshat is. He said that Amoritic Maestas, here also. He brings another Maestas over here, and they have a Tatavshin Yotet. The Brisker Rav, Omar Lem, Shabitzel of Francis. He said, the Chosh Moshorim Shashmata Shmita Yisroa Bitsada is Macholi Behema, Shin Israel of Say Shmir. And planted Michael of Behema, Shemut Litsa of Shmir, Zerachom Kush of Shmir, Shambar. Yom Hashishi Echor, Bo Arba Leroy of the Tvarn. It was a plague of locusts to all the surrounding them. Everything is going to be eaten by the Arab. But my dear Yeshua Hashem, the man said, don't worry, it's not Shashmit, it will be okay. They brought Machina Godosh of Arab, Mamish, a whole army of locusts, Mamish. Mamish, an army! You know, like supper time here, you know, you finally get to see everybody. They Mamish storming to the doors. Some guys, Mamish, I haven't seen them yet, but Mamish supper and lunch, they stormed to the doors. They Mamish, a whole army were on the outskirts of the kibbutz of Komamir. Because Sha'achi, Giel, Bulel, take of plunder, they started Mamish coming, Mamish, millions, thousands of locusts, but these locusts, they don't just eat some peanuts and they walk off a bus. If anybody knows how a locust come on a field of birds, guys, you're lucky if you'll see, you know, you're lucky if you're a person, a person get off the campus. They eat devour everything inside, wood, trees. Locusts destroy a bird, guys. There's nothing left. People think, you know, Dam, Tadea, Kenan, Aroy, you know, big market, you know? The list goes higher and higher, baby. Aroy, you know? What's up there in number 7 of birds, guys? Arbor up there. Locust, you know, we have locust. What's it doing up there? People don't realize what locusts come with a plague of locusts. It's mamish devastation. Locust is devastation. It's not just, you know, okay, so they had to eat up with some, you know, mites, some, you know, insects that, you know, okay, so you have a little bit. Locusts devour every devastation, nothing left. Look there, they came an army. To call me, they had stuff to plant it there. They did an about face. Okay, guys! About face! Yes, General Locust! And they all turned around and they went to other kibbutzim. Unbelievable. Kuluma Shabbat came home and Onisha Abba Echad Chog Bulenu Lazikum Uma. But she said, Pati Zazoy from Marna of the Brisker Rav, she moved it to the Wasata. The Sikh Lavi Ramban al Shmoy, and the Ramban said, Mishem Lachem. Me'eis Asirat Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Achsha. Dr. Ramban and Pasha Shmoy. from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until now, ein arba mafsid b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. So I'll say, Sichu Nechon of Moises, Rabbah Mokish of Moises, Rabbah Zaka Bekan. The next story he says, the Sochnut and Shimon Shin 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 they made, they have to plant Pardes and become Yishuvim, but they have become Komir. So we made it see the Sochnut with the Israeli organization, Israeli, what's it called? What? The Sochnut, what are they called? The Sochnut is there. One of the agriculture is there, yeah. So they made it to not. So they said like this, we'll ask them to plant Pardes in these orchards, but Rafi is Chavish Marach Allah, we're going to only keep the Allah. Kitzur, everything was pushed off because of that. They didn't want to comment this tonight. We said, no, that's it. We're not. The Maisa, so we were Miyayish from all the time. They were going to give money for it and help them with Pardes. But the Maisa, they didn't want to comment this tonight. So the Kitzur, so the Shaldava. The Kitzur would be a big parnasa for all the kibbutz and kolonias. They would have to have Pardes and people to work, the oranges, plants. So, you know, bring in the oranges, take the oranges. The Kitzur, everybody said that, listen, they're doing the right thing. They're not masking to do it with this Israeli organization, unless they'll be masking that they'll do it with Shmir. Until Toshin Yudches, they spoke with a guy, Mark Zigodiski, whatever, Deski. He told him, he explained to them that the Shiva of Shmir, that Kam Shechova came, Mr. Zub, and Shrashim, he got very, very impressed. So he was masking to sign that they're going to plant this paradise and everything will be kept. And they planted it. They put Chassi Noyan, leader, whatever, and he came, and that's it. They put an investment in it, and they did. Now, during the whole time of the Avodah Zarah Shnas HaShemitah and Tavshim Yotez, they only were out to water it according to the Ross of Mendelssohn, which is called the Aloch of Shemitah. The paradise said, he said that he's going to cause a big hefty because according to the way he's watering it, he saw how he's watering it according to the thing. Okay, they kept Shvius, but the Maisa, you know, there wasn't a deal that they should get destroyed. And the kids saw, he said, according to their Hoyrods, according to what they know in agriculture, that's not shot that this thing has any chance, and you're ruining the whole investment. So remember, the tone Rabbi said, I said, what's going to be? Achizaki will be Vitochen. The prophets of Rambam, the Machman, all the Zayt of the Zachar. The Kitzur, Sirish Menachem Ov, Bomen HaPar, V'omri B'Yisrach Yisrav, Kishnei Mosav, Hadeis of Yeshna Tarazodo. The Kulam of the Kurogil, except for this time, everyone who wrote about, except for Kolomiyot, they didn't do the Rosh that they wanted. But the Pirates of Kolomiyot was Matbir Mo'oid, much more than all the other Hadeis. We told him because we did the rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzir Hashem was HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh. Hashem was Matzir Hu HaKadosh. We did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh. This is the Yisoy of Shvius of Reza. The Yisoy of Shvius is that, as the Chaim Shmuel says, as the Yalka says, this is one of the greatest Yisoyim of Yisoyim. The Yisoy of Shvius of Shemitah is to leave the field barren. He's talking about a guy that his whole Parnassa comes from it. We can't imagine, but we're not agriculture. We don't understand it. But for a full entire year, the Torah says, do not do anything to your field. What are you supposed to do that year? Well, you go to the base medrash and learn. The whole year. It should be a Shabbos Hashem. It's going to be Shabbos Bereshit. So it's going to be regular Shabbos. What are you supposed to do on Shabbos? Can't do any malacha. Shabbos Hashem. So to Shvius the whole entire year, mamish, in ganze yom. How did Shaykh, says Chazal, that the Yisoid of this mitzvah, this mitzvah of Shvius, the Yisoid of the Kabbalah, this mitzvah, the Malachim go crazy. Everybody goes crazy. How did Shaykh cry so? He brought it, Koicham Shoshon, he lemalim, and I tell him, Bechal Malachim, Morim Yichoshim. Baruch Hashem, says the Pasuk, Kiboy me koyach oisei gvaroi. Unbelievable Bali koyach, that they're able to miscarry on their yitzhar day in, day out, not for one day. Not for a week. Not for 2 weeks. Not for a month. Not for 10 months. For an entire year. El Miskabe, this is a Madrega Malachim. It's Madrega Malachim. It's Vayitada Hashem and Moshe B'Har Sinai. Va'eidu Mishinai at Eidu Mishinai. What the Yisoyed HaTvarim is? That the Yisoyed HaTvarim is of the mitzvah of Shviyat that was given at Hasidu Mokoyim, that the Torah emphasizes, that was given at Hasinai. Is the Yisoyed that we came to the Madrega of Amunah B'Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Korach of Sinai. Through the Korach of Sinai. We were Zoycha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Sinai. We were Zoycha to come to a Mat of Einoi Muvadoi. And through that Korach of Amunah, the Korach was Mitzvah on these mitzvahs. To tell us that all the mitzvahs and all the prodigies of the mitzvahs are Sinai, Dikka mitzvahs. They come from Sinai. What's the point? The point to tell us that the koyach, to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the mitzvahs, comes from the Koyach of Sinai. It comes from the Koyach of Har Sinai. And the fact that we're able to keep all the prati and all the prati of the mitzvahs that we have, that we need to mekayim, it comes from Sinai. It comes from the Koyach of Sinai. It comes from the Koyach of that Emunah that we were infused with at Sinai. And in order to keep all the mitzvahs, it comes, all the dikdukim of the mitzvah, the problem of the mitzvahs. Ma'elu mi Sinai, the Korach of Sinai, the Korach of Har Sinai, that at that moment we were to the tshuva, and we were ready to say Nasa v'nishva, because we were on the Madrega of Sinai, of understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Mitzvah, and whatever he commands we're ready to do. So too, that's why we have to go into the mitzvahs with the trust and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever He commands us, whatever He wants from us, we know that's the right thing. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Peiches, that the Gemara says there was a tzuki. He was sitting, he saw Rava. Rava was sitting on his fingers and learning Torah. And blood was oozing out in the fingers of Rav. And Stuki came over to him and said, "You hasty nation, you hasty nation. Just like at Har Sinai, you were hasty nation before you heard what the mitzvahs were. Before you heard what the mitzvahs were, you went ahead and you, before you heard, you said Nasa ben Ishmael. You didn't know what it was about. And same year, the hasty said, look what's going on over you. Seeing your blood coming out of your fingers, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn the Torah. You're dying from it. Who knows what's going to happen from it?" Zokti, Robinson to the Tzuki, Tumas Yishoyim Tanchem. We know, we trust that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever He does, when we said Nasa Benishma has seen that, we understood in the depths of our heart that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzavah. What He commands from us, what He really wants from us, we know we can do it because we know what the Baruch Hu is for the best for us. And we're going to the time and out of sovereign with a prophet. And that's what the Madrega from Sinai, we said Nasa and Nishma, we trust us as our Baruch so strong that whatever He would command from us, we're not going to think into the reasons for it. We're not going to go and try to understand it 100%. We're going to do it with a full heart. That's what happened at Sinai. And therefore all the mitzvahs, Lord's prantiv, and all the expectation, all the tzivun that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from it, that's all from Sinai. It all comes in the same vein that we, as Klal Yisrael, are ready to stand there and accept on ourselves and do and realize that every single mitzvah, with all its pratim, not just a kol yisikachiyah, the pratim, every single pras, it comes from Sinai. And that we have accepted every single pras. And we realize that those pratim that we want, that we're going to Bekayim, and that we're mitzvah in, we're ready to do, we're standing, and we're ready to do. Because we stood at Tahasina and said, Nas the Benishma, like the Malachim, and therefore all the prati and every single mitzvah, we're going to Mekayim on a service. That was the Madrega that we had at Sinai, and from that, all the mitzvahs that we're going to Mekayim, including Shemitah, which is the eyes of everybody, and all the Pratim of Shemitah, not just stop, oh, you can't wake up, but maybe you can do this. No, every single letter, every single Knech of Shemitah. We're going to Mekayim on our story. We're going to come to its fullest. That Hashem is Mitzvah. And we know that what Hashem is Mitzvah for us, that's what we're expected to do. And we're going to Mekayim it. And we're going to have Hatzlacha. And that whatever we do for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we partake in, whatever mitzvahs that we do, with the Tzius Nefesh, it's difficult. But we know as the service of Dover, we have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for the best of us. And through that Amun of Pshuta, that's the Yisrael Baruch. Through that Amun of Pshuta, that's Baruch. That we know that whatever Hashem Mitzvah for us, for the Prati Pratis, for the Pisgei Dinim, it's only for our Toelet, it's only for our good, it's only for our best, it's only to make us better, and we're never going to lose from anything. We're never going to lose from it. As Rava said, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaveh, we're not going to do it. As maybe Rav Mendelsohn said to the thing, you planted your Pradesim, you planted your Zafim, so to show Dovah, we did Ratzon Hashem, if you do Ratzon Hashem, we know we're not going to do it. And every single mitzvah is that way. Every single mitzvah, when it comes to Boisai, to the Madrega, to a half to Hashem and the Kech, we have to love Hashem. Many people are ready to give up. Okay, this, that. When it comes to money, I have to put out for a rule of an effort. I have to put out my masses, the best of masses. I have to put out for this mitzvah. There it is. The person has to realize when it goes to evil Hashem. We understand that by Sinai, that we accepted on Sinai, our thrusting was, as Rabbi said, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, that every mitzvah that we do, a perfect mitzvah, though, we were not going to lose out. No one's going to lose out from doing mitzvahs. You'll never lose out, Rabbi Yisrael. The biggest problem in the generation of Asiyah's mitzvahs, it's because the person always thinks, you know what? If I go to Shacharis, so I'm going to come late to my job. If I go to Shacharis, if I don't have time to eat my breakfast, so I'll dominate 2 minute Shacharis at home, have a big breakfast, and then I'll be ready for work. If I put out and get up a little bit early in the morning, I'm tired at work. If I go to Mincha Maariv, I'll pick off for my job, I'll lose out on the money. If I spend time learning, make a state of learning Torah, what's going to be with Parnassa? And this is the source of Sinai. The Elam is Sinai. The Sinai. We have to tap into that Koyah, that Sinai. When we sat there, we understood. We didn't know what it was going to be. Nasa and Ishmael. We didn't know. Azaydi, Malachim, the Gishpah. We didn't know what it was going to be. We didn't know all the mitzvahs that Hashem was going to command us. And those mitzvahs are going to be commanded in a way that trusty to Gedinim, that we're going to have to be so misgaber on. We're going to have to go through our entire year seeing our hope. Everything that we worked on 6 years, keeping the place going. And now it falls apart. Now everything, there's no plowing, there's no seeding, the character, everything's going to fall apart. We didn't know. But we said, we trust that it is borrowed for it. We trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he's going to tell us, it's for our best. Every single prat Shema. That was Har Sinai. and we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything's going to come from that. So we can now get chizuk, and we can go weiter. We can go weiter, and we can trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more, and accept us less, all more, and be more medaphic in the mitzvah, and do it to the best of our ability, and not to worry, not to have in the back of our mind, oh, maybe I'm losing out by staying a little bit after Shabbos to learn. Maybe if I'm conveying an hour a day to be eaten, I'm going to lose out on my parnasa. Maybe if I stay a few more years in Kailal or in Yeshiva, I'm going to lose out. Rabbi, bring it up with myself, with my friends. 2 years in Israel. That's it. You can't do any more. Not a day longer I'll stay in Israel. Of course, you know why? Go to college. Make a living, make money, in order to live, I'm living, in order to make money, I'm making money, in order to live. When you get off that merry-go-round, tell me, to find the purpose in life. For 2 years, because if I stay another half a year, another year, I'm going to have to push off college. If I push off college, I'm gonna graduate at a certain time, and I start making parnos at a certain time. You think you're gonna lose out of one half of puta because you're gonna go spend more time learning Torah by time? E-F-shut. Look at the stipend of Pashas Nike. The stipend writes it very, very clearly there. It's not shayach that any person will have any reward for care, for the Torah, for the Kiyum Mitzvah to bring Ratzon Hashem, only Baruch Hakam. A person thinks that he's spending more time in Yeshiva, he's going to lose out. It's the most ridiculous type of Machshav that Chayach. If you believe that the Ibrahim Hashem runs the world, if a person believes truly that the Ibrahim Hashem is in charge of the world, and he is being Goyser, how much Pranos are you going to have? How much money you gonna have? How long is it taking to finish school? How much everything's gonna be in your life? He's in charge. Do you think for one a half of a second that because you do more for the inversion you're gonna lose out? It's absurd. Those could be the child of Psukim. He says, I give you this land, I gave it to you. Why do you deserve to have this land? It's all chemical. So go take a year off. Well, what's going to be? What's going to be? Take a year off. You pray, how's the child? How many? Because Bobo says, I gave you the land. You got the land because you give the Torah. You cover the Torah. Now take off a year. I tell you, take off a year. Don't do nothing. Sit in the base measure a whole year. What's going to be? The Shkoh told you what to do. The right to write in the passage. This is just the hostage. You're going to gain more from it. You take a whole year off, a sabbatical year from work, you're going to gain more of it. You're going to have more time off. Your fields are going to produce. It's going to be the mice and talk about it. It's a tremendous discernment. But that's how Sinai is. And how Sinai we were ready. As Robert said in Shabbat Pinchas, we understood that by telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu not to be Nishba, we understood that too much is shown time ahead, that we can't lose. It's not that we're going to lose out. It's ridiculous. If you do what's right for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not going to lose out because it's such a powerful word. If you listen to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not going to lose out. You do the right thing. And that's not only the voice side. That's not only. In how many years you're going to learn what you're going to do. The biggest gift to her, other people say, Yeshivas Natsal used to always tell us, you're not going to lose out. So the Siv says in the parasha, in the Shalach, in the parasha of the Monavoy, Hashem said, Kach, Tintenet Acha, Techa Tintenet Acha, and put it away, to the Doiras. So if there's a Siv, it's a murder that every person who donates his life with what they do in the midbar with the money, they were learning Torah all the time. You're not going to lack your basic necessities. no one who gives the Torah is not going to lack faith in it. He's not going to lose your parnasa, anything is going to be with him. Whatever you need to have, you're going to have. If you're doing what's not showing the grass to oil, you're running the toilet. Or it's difficult, you see it's hard. There are reasons for that. Because Baruch has reasons why a person has to show in a different way. They're going to use that. You're going to lose out in life because you stay another year learning about that. Trace the machshava. Tumah d'machshava. No one loses out be doing the right thing in Yiddishkeit. No one loses out. The Shavsa or Shabbos Hashem, the Tivisi is Zogazi. It has to be a Shabbos Hashem. It has to be with the right intention. You're doing it because you want to come, because your land needs the rest. You're doing it for your own purpose. I'm not there, no guarantees of it. But if the Shavas or Shabbos Hashem, and you see the Chosi Hashem's guarantees the Brach of Hashem. I will see it over and over again about that. Koilo guys, Bnei Torah who dedicated their life. At the beginning it was hard. Parents were a maskin, distant sign he had, but he gave up to it, he saw the Brach. He saw the Brach over and over again. He had fights with parents, he had fights with this. So the Shotor, they were maskin. So the Shotor, he got the money that he needed. So the Shotor, he got the Shirach that he needed. There's no way to do it. This is the biggest design that's shyest for many brachim on both sides. But it doesn't only pertain to the long-term goals. Sure, it doesn't think, oh man, I'm going to lose out. I don't go to this and this event. I'm going to lose out. I don't go to that thing that's not the Torah wouldn't want you to go to both sides. And you fill in the blank what it is. I'm going to lose out. I'm going to lose out on fun. Lose out on this, that the real is so good over. He's so good. Because when Shalom HaKadoshim, that all the Hanoras that we're supposed to have in this world, every single Hanor, it's bigger on a person, how much Hanor he's supposed to have. Think that, how much Hanor? Now you have the choice, you have a Bechira. You can even have it to Israel, it's not to have it. Whatever time you have in this world, whatever Hanor you're supposed to have, time is Achila. Hashem wants that size. It's Nizam, how much are you going to have? A person can go, listen, I can eat McDonald's cheeseburgers, or I can have eat something just as equal, Solomon's burgers. This is Solomon's, whatever it is. But you can have, this I know it's Tidus Nosh, you can have the Easter, tomorrow's fine, a person can get it on Tidus and that. You can have the Hesed, but marriage is about the right time. And if he takes it out the Easter, so he'll have less time. Is that the Hesed? No, what mikveh are you supposed to have to have? If a cat, if one does the right thing, if he's not, he's going to never have even a beggar, better on you. Because Baruch Hu gives Yad HaDishmaya when you do the Ruch of Hashem. That's what the Pasha teaches us. Of course. When you do the Ruch of Hashem, you see over and over and over and over and over again. So whatever you need is going to come through the voice. It might take time, you might have to a little bit more. Too much is shown, time saying, we are guaranteed that you, no matter what the difficulty and struggle, and we have pain. But what occurs, Baruch Hu is in charge, and what if we do what's right, he's going to pay off. He's going to pay off very, very sharply. People thinking they're running after this, this fun, and this tiger, and this dark, and they don't understand. It's a mistake. You're gonna have it. You have the heter. You do Ratz and Hashem, you have the heter. Even the best oifen. It might not look right now. They're looking like having a good time, doing all that thing. It's fake. But you'll have the emes of the time. You look down one day and you said you were moist and never. They're gonna pay you back. He pays back for this suffer, boys, in tremendous ways. You don't lose by keeping the Torah. In no way. You only gain. This is a Mesoy Gadol. Rabban says in the Pasha from Yaakov Avinu when he was leaving Beis Lavan. He was leaving Beis Lavan. And Yaakov took them out to the Sada. He said, Hashem came to me in a dream and told us I have to leave. So Leah says to Rachel, yeah, anyway, dad doesn't really give us anything. Well, we got nothing from him. It was only because of you, Yaakov, we were able to get. He doesn't give us anything. So he asked the Kasha, what does he have to, why did they have to say that to Hashem? They told him to go. So the person has to look for it. Not only, he has to look to know and see that by the time Ratzon Hashem, doing Ratzon Hashem, we'll have good in this world. That's the Messias of Messiah. That's the Pasha of Shemitah. The Pasha of Shemitah teaches us this on a tremendous oifin. That you're doing something so ridiculous, L'chaira. So out of whack. Leaving the land, people laugh at you. You have to be a spakash from there comes the bracha. To a yid. From there comes the bracha only from Ratzon Hashem. If a person is working on this is serving of Hashem, realizing that doing Ratzon Hashem only brings bracha of Hashem, it helps so much. Because you have an assignment in front of you, something that you really want to do. You think to yourself, what do I have to gain from this? This is the taiva. This is the spawn. This is the zah. Or I need to do this to make parnasa. And then you realize that's not shy, I hold back. If I take control of myself, if I'm a scabber on this gator, it's not shy. I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. He's in control. He's going to give the bracha. You think I'll have bracha from doing the wrong thing? You think I'll have bracha from doing what a kohen doesn't want? You think it's shy of bracha to come out from that? And if I do hold back, a lot of TBCS bechasim, too much Hashem concept. The voice that this lesson, something that we've lived in our whole lives, is an unbelievable hatzlacha. The hatzlacha will be murdered. I promise it.
21.
Zorcha ve'eza Hashem yitzbarach to have birch bracha in everything we do, our whole life, because Baruch will take care of us. You have nothing to worry about. A person that doesn't sit, he wants says, "I want to sit and learn Torah." Because Baruch will provide the panacea. A person that you'll see it in all facets. A person that it can't go into barichas in my life, everybody's life. I'll restore from nowhere thousands and thousands of dollars. The yeshiva itself. How did it evolve? How did it come out? And there was no money to start it with. They had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars paid off. Everybody in their life will see it, boy. We have to have that emunah. Yehza Hashem Yisbarach. Yisbarach will see in the Tav, his bracha, his beicha. Unbelievable amount. Yat Yishmai and everything we do.